This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. The Sticky is a new TV series starring Margot Martindale, inspired by the biggest crime in Canadian history, the theft of a massive amount of government-stored maple syrup. This new 6-part Prime Video miniseries, all of which is streaming now, tells that story, but more whimsically than faithfully. Don't think of The Sticky as a fact-based Canadian crime story. Think of it more like the movie Fargo, where half the fun is enjoying the snow-covered scenery and the somewhat cartoonish characters. And though the series creators of The Sticky, Brian Donovan and Ed Harrow, don't mind the French-Canadian accents for laughs the way Fargo played with those Minnesota drawls, the loose connection with the truth is exactly the same. The Fargo movie and TV series stated at the start that they were based on a true story, but they were lying, because why not? The opening disclaimer in The Sticky is just as playful, but much more honest. It says, this is absolutely not the true story of the great Canadian maple syrup heist. In that real-life robbery, $18 million worth of maple syrup reserves were stolen, with the theft discovered in 2012. In this 6-part version for TV, the heist is planned by a trio of unlikely co-conspirators. There's Remy, a local security guard, the only security guard, at the place where local syrup is stockpiled. Mike is a low-level mobster visiting from Chicago. And Ruth is a local farmer who taps her trees for sap each year, but whose land is about to be sold out from under her. All three of these people have grudges to settle. The security guard against the syrup federation that treats him poorly, the gangster against the mob family that takes him for granted, and the farmer whose property is being targeted by the head of the syrup association, even though her husband is in the hospital in a coma. Remy, the security guard, hatches a plan to steal some syrup. He tells the mobster, who tries to enlist Ruth because of her knowledge of the trade. Mike is played by Chris Diamantopoulos. Guillaume Cyr plays Remy, and Margot Martindale plays Ruth.
You need this, so hear him out. Remy.
So here's my system. It took some thinking, but it's pretty sweet. In the dark of night, I sneak a barrel out each month. The Norval sells the syrup to his guy, one province over. We just have to do that a lot of times and we get rich. Easy peasy. Boom.
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 Boom what?
Boom.
One barrel? That's your plan? $1 million, three ways. That's what you want?
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay, I thought about it for 4 seconds. Listen to this. The association has a barrel set price at $2,489. We sell to Hammond Eggers in Ottawa. They're going to screw us. We go 2K on the black market. Now, that means, you know what that means? That means you two bozos have to pinch 500 barrels at night in a week. It's not just dumb. That's stupid. They're going to notice 500 barrels missing.
Once the three agree to work together, the real fun begins. Outside factors and unexpected antagonists keep gumming up the works. And these three very different characters react differently to almost everything, including one another. Ruth is the brains of the outfit. Remy knows almost nothing. And Mike certainly knows nothing about the production methods of maple syrup, which he demonstrates in a conversation with them during a cramped truck ride.
6 weeks? You wait all year long for a lousy 6 weeks to tap syrup?
Sap.
What?
She said sap.
4 to 6 weeks to collect the tree's sap, then we turn the sap to syrup.
It's not just syrup in the trees?
No.
Wow.
No, that would be amazing.
Okay, but we're stealing the syrup, right? We're not stealing sap.
Of course not. Sap. How do you not know this?
Because no one does, Ruth. No one except sap farmers.
They're not called sap farmers.
The point is, sugaring season's almost over.
Margot Martindale, who was so enjoyable to watch on both Justified and The Americans, has a blast with this leading role. Her major co-stars, including Geeta Miller and Suzanne Clément as a pair of investigators on their trail, are all Canadian actors, and all add to the mix here. But the secret ingredient, and the reason to make this a must-watch TV series, is an eventual substantial guest star appearance by an American, Jamie Lee Curtis. She arrives late, but makes as big an impact as she did in her Emmy-winning guest stint on The Bear, or as the tax auditor in Everything Everywhere All at Once. It's such a blast to see Curtis and Martindale swing for the fences with their portrayals, and both of them hit it out of the park. The entire company of actors is strong, and the French versions of American pop songs on the soundtrack are a delight. The best part of all is that while The Sticky is loaded with wonderful characters, performances, music, and surprises, it's not at all overly sentimental, which is good. The last thing you'd want from a TV show about a maple syrup heist is for it to be too sappy. Wow.